Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Principles, Life and Work by Ray Dalio presents a practical framework for making better decisions and building stronger organizations. Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates, traces how his early successes and painful failures led him to formalize a set of principles he could test, refine, and teach. The book blends personal narrative with management thinking, outlining how to treat life and work as interconnected systems that can be improved through reflection, clear goals, and consistent feedback loops. A central emphasis is radical truth and radical transparency, encouraging people to confront reality as it is, rather than as they wish it to be. Dalio argues that progress comes from identifying weaknesses, diagnosing root causes, and designing processes that reduce repeated mistakes. Written for ambitious individuals and leaders, the book offers an approach that is part philosophy and part operating manual, aiming to help readers create clarity amid complexity and to scale good decision-making beyond individual intuition. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, embracing reality and the learning loop. A core idea in the book is that meaningful progress starts with seeing reality clearly and responding to it deliberately. Dalio frames life as a continual learning loop, set goals, encounter problems, diagnose what caused them, design solutions, and push through to execute. In this view, problems are not interruptions, but signals that something in your approach, assumptions, or habits needs upgrading. The discipline comes from resisting denial and treating setbacks as data. Dalio highlights the importance of separating what happened from the story you tell yourself about what happened, then using evidence and reflection to close that gap. This mindset turns mistakes into assets because each one can reveal a weakness that, once addressed, raises your future performance ceiling. The topic also covers the role of pain and reflection in building good judgment. Instead of avoiding discomfort, Dalio suggests using it as a trigger for analysis and improvement. The result is a systematic method for personal growth, where success is less about a single brilliant move and more about building a repeatable process that compounds over time. Secondly, principle-driven decision-making and algorithms. Dalio emphasizes that good outcomes come from good decisions made consistently, and consistency improves when decisions are guided by explicit principles rather than moods or impulses. He encourages readers to write down their rules for recurring situations, test them against results, and refine them like a scientist. By making principles explicit, you can evaluate whether a decision failed because the rule was wrong, the situation was misread, or execution was misread, or execution was weak. This reduces randomness and helps you learn faster. Dalio also discusses the value of thinking in probabilities, weighing evidence, and acknowledging uncertainty without becoming paralyzed by it. Another distinctive element is his interest in systematizing decisions through tools and algorithms, not to replace human judgment, but to reduce bias and improve reliability in repeatable contexts. The broader takeaway is that a clear decision process can be taught, audited, and improved, allowing individuals and teams to operate with greater alignment. When principles are documented, they become a shared language that makes debates more productive and makes success less dependent on a single person being right in the moment. Thirdly, radical truth and radical transparency at work. A major portion of the book focuses on building a culture where truth is prioritized over comfort. Dalio advocates radical truth and radical transparency, meaning people should be able to speak openly, challenge each other, and surface problems quickly rather than letting them fester. The premise is that organizations fail when information is filtered to protect egos, politics, or reputations. By contrast, a truth-seeking environment can detect errors earlier and improve faster. This topic also involves psychological and social challenges. Candid feedback can feel harsh, and transparency can feel risky. Dalio argues that these practices only work when everyone understands the goal is improvement, not humiliation, and when standards are applied consistently. He describes methods for structuring disagreements so it produces insight, including open debates, clear reasoning, and documenting decisions. In this model, transparency is not gossip or spectacle. It is operational clarity about what is happening and why. For readers, the lesson is that high-performing teams often trade short-term comfort for long-term effectiveness, creating norms that reward honesty, learning, and accountability. Fourthly, believability-weighted inputs and better collaboration. Dalio proposes that not all opinions should carry equal weight in high-stakes decisions. Instead, he suggests using believability-weighted inputs, giving more influence to people who have demonstrated success and sound reasoning in the relevant domain. This is not about hierarchy or charisma, it is about track record, transparency of logic, and the ability to learn from mistakes. The approach aims to solve a common workplace problem. Decisions that reflect the loudest voice, the highest title, or the most persuasive storyteller rather than the most accurate judgment. By clarifying who is believable on what topics, teams can debate more efficiently and avoid endless circular arguments. Dalio also highlights the importance of knowing your own strengths and weaknesses so you can seek the right perspectives to balance blind spots. In practice, this can mean structured feedback, thoughtful hiring, and mechanisms that capture expertise without silencing dissent. The deeper message is that collaboration improves when it is both open and discerning. An effective team creates room for everyone to contribute while still converging on decisions that are grounded in proven competence and rigorous thinking. Lastly, designing organizations like machines with people, another key theme is viewing an organization as a machine made up of processes, roles, and decision pathways, with people as essential components who must fit the design. Dalio encourages leaders to think in terms of systems: what inputs go in, what outputs come out, and where breakdowns occur. When results disappoint, the goal is to diagnose whether the issue is unclear responsibility, flawed incentives, poor information flow, or a mismatch between a person and the role. This machine metaphor is not meant to dehumanize work, but to make improvement concrete and repeatable. It emphasizes that culture and performance are not accidents. They are products of design choices. Dalio discusses the importance of clear principles, metrics, and feedback loops so the organization can learn over time. He also explores the tension between creativity and discipline, arguing that strong processes can free people to do better thinking by reducing chaos and ambiguity. For readers, the practical insight is that scaling excellence requires translating values into systems, so good behavior and good decisions are supported by the environment rather than relying on constant heroic effort. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a structured way to improve judgment, from entrepreneurs and managers to ambitious professionals and students planning their careers. It is also valuable for teams that struggle with unclear decision-making, hidden conflicts, or feedback that is either too soft to help or too chaotic to act on. The benefit is practical. Dalio offers a repeatable framework for turning goals into results by treating problems as learning opportunities, capturing lessons as principles, and building processes that reduce bias. Even if a reader does not adopt the full culture of radical transparency, the emphasis on clarity, evidence, and well-defined rules can strengthen relationships and performance. Compared to many business books that rely on inspiration and anecdotes, this one leans into systems thinking and operational detail. It aims to show not just what to value, but how to build mechanisms that make those values real in daily work. That combination of personal experience, decision tools, and organizational design makes it worth buying for readers who want more than motivation and are ready to practice a disciplined approach to life and leadership. If you would like to support Ray Dalio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.